Informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. This is what just happened.
Oh, no. Crank it all up, Meg. Let's go. It's a party. Friday.
Oh, it is Friday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And our friend from Sunny's is bringing sunshine into the studio, Eldon Scott, who's our chief kindness officer. You got to forgive me. Every once in a while, I push all these buttons and I get it right.
It's a lot of buttons, y'all.
And then every once in a while, it really is a lot of buttons.
I don't know. There's easily like 250 buttons over there. It's a lot.
This is a little bit of an exaggeration.
I mean, each row's got 20 and there's like 8 rows.
Yeah.
Add the keyboard in over there.
Putting a blonde in charge is probably not the best idea.
So we got the best blonde over here today.
Hey,
I appreciate
now.
You, Meg.
Aw, and I appreciate you, Eldon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Heard you were out at the chamber last night in Gulf Breeze.
Yeah, they had a great little open house over at Harbortown.
Yeah.
So I got to meet a lot of the folks in the businesses in Harbortown, and
I've been to that a couple times.
Yeah, it's really a fun event.
It is.
They had a DJ out there. My friend Alex, who was there with Boogie Inc., was hosting the festivities, and people were winning door prizes and stuff. It was fun.
I love the door prizes.
Yep. Just chamber events, I'm telling you.
Won a little door prize the other day. Wednesday night, we were at Seville Quarter.
Uh-huh.
Eric Hansen and the Hansen team had their 10-year anniversary.
Oh, nice.
He was actually my first Sonny's Barbecue catering that I did.
Are you serious?
He was. I got a picture. I was looking through some stuff the other day and some old pictures, and I was like, oh, that was the first catering I did for Sonny's Barbecue.
So very it was there. Cool.
And so we went out and celebrated, won a little door prize from one of my B&I buddies, Craig Henry, got a cool water bottle.
Oh, there you go.
Fancy
yeah.
Bottle, so.
Well, speaking of chambers and the beach, and with our Pensacola Beach won the best beach in the country through Condé Nast Traveler magazine. So they're having a big celebration tonight on the beach. They're going to be out there from, I think, 5:30 to 10. They're going to have music, entertainment, food, all kinds of things.
Sounds like a party.
It's going to be a big party. It's called the Big Beach Bash.
The Big Beach Bash.
Tonight.
Well, speaking of beach bashes, Art Gateway, I'm on the board for Art Gateway. We are now officially selling tickets for the Blue Angels weekend giveaway. So
three-night stay. I saw that online.
Three-night stay at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I think the raffle tickets start at $10, so you can get your ticket. You can go to Blue Angels with an S, blueangelsbeachbash.com, and you can go ahead and purchase your tickets to be entered for
Wouldn't
that.
Wouldn't it be cool to win a stay and you just stay out there?
Staycation,
and,
watching the Blues at the Hilton.
Oh, my God. The best view in the world right there.
And supporting a great community cause with the
Arcade
One.
Yep. Absolutely. One of my favorite organizations. Yeah, you got to pay attention around here.
There's a lot of stuff going on. Last night we were at the Rally Foundation, the Rally on the Runway.
Over $700,000.
I think it was $729,000,
I believe. This morning, I thought, goodness great. That's huge for a one-night event.
It's a great one. So.
But I also heard it was really beautiful with
the
kids.
It's a tearjerker. Yeah. It really is.
Tell them who Rally Foundation is.
Yeah, so Ms. Jess Sedaro, who is the executive director now, Rally Foundation has been here in Pensacola for 10 years, celebrating 10 years here in the Pensacola area. Started with Cindy Bear Bonner, meeting Carolyn Hendricks, who was their neighbor. And, you know, it's just a long story, but, you know, just doing great things for childhood cancer. You know, it used
cancer
to be
research.
That cancer research used to be that only 4% of cancer research went was funded for kids' childhood cancers.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's up to 8%. So they, through advocating over 20 years, so it started in Atlanta over 20 years ago, 10 years here local with the local chapter. And it's a great event.
It looked like a lot of
fun. It was awesome. It was a good time. You know, it's a beautiful event. All the folks dressed up and
the kids,
you know,
it was a runway, right?
The kids on the runway. Miss Rupi, she's the sweetest, fed the kids on the with Jessica on the floor there.
Aww.
At Sacred Heart a couple months back. And Rupi, she's so cute. And they were telling the story about how she likes to feed. She's going to be a worker at Sonny's Barbecue maybe one day. I'm just saying. But she likes to feed everybody. And so I was like, pulled the heartstrings.
Southern hospitality. That's
when
what
I was
we
there
do.
Feeding the kids, like she was in the kitchen in the playroom, and she was feeding me. Well, I literally sat there for 20 minutes, and she would bring me the next thing and bring me the next thing. And they told that story. Man, the waterworks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, great. You're doing a lot of good.
A lot of amazing fighters there, and a lot of great stories, a lot of heartbreaking stories, but all for, you know, the good cause of trying to prevent that and trying to help kids get the best outcomes they can possibly
have.
Well,
that's a lot of money to raise in one evening, over $700,000. Yeah. So kudos to everybody that was involved in making that happen. But let's get back to Sonny's,
One other quick little thing. 93 cents of every dollar that's raised goes directly to childhood cancer research.
That's phenomenal.
So that's a great... It goes directly to their mission. There's also things they do to support the local families here. Obviously, Ronald McDonald House helps support some of the people that come from outside of the community.
Right.
Yeah, so...
Well, I just have to say, Eldon, that that's one of the reasons why I like Sonny's Barbecue, because you are very local. You are from the your whole organization is very community minded. I can't tell you how many times Eldon comes in here looking pretty tired from from something that he's, because you have a crazy schedule.
Gotta brighten my eyes up a little bit,
crazy little schedule. But for folks maybe coming in this weekend, it's going to be nice this weekend, and they don't know where Sonny's is located or anything about Sonny's Barbecue. That's why we're here.
So
tell
let
us
you know
a little
about
bit
all
about
the good
it.
Slow smoke queue that you can get in the local area, in the news radio area.
Yeah.
We've been in this community for 40 years. I don't tell that story enough, I don't think. So we've been here serving the Pensacola community for 40 years. And we have four locations in this area. We have the one in Pace, Florida, located on Highway 90. We have our 9th Avenue location, which is just south of Creighton Road, there by the airport runway. Kind of tucked back behind the AutoZone, nice little quaint location. We do have a front porch, perfect for this time of year.
Yeah, it's just
the perfect
just a little breeze.
Weather, a little sweet tea, some chicken wings or pulled pork sandwich, whatever it is.
Everything's so good.
Oh, so good.
And by the way, thank you so much for lunch. We had our staff meeting on Tuesday, and it was catered by Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah.
You know, when we have lunch with y'all, when you bring it, we all stick around a long time.
You know, because that's what good barbecue is supposed to do.
Seconds action going on there.
Everybody enjoying it and having good conversations, enjoying a meal together, and that's what we do every day.
And can I just put a plug in for your great salads, too?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Absolutely.
Really good salad.
We call it the Garden of Eden.
Nice.
A little salad there, We call it garden salad.
Macaroni and cheese. We had the baked beans. We had the pulled pork. We had some other
barbecue chicken on the bone.
Peach cobbler.
Gosh,
it was really good.
Some cornbread.
Sweet tea.
Of course, sweet tea.
The cornbread muffins are really good.
Cornbread muffins are delicious.
Really good.
Yeah. So all the things, and it was a good time. Unfortunately, this time didn't have much time to stay. I had another catering I had to get to right after, so I did a drop and run, and already just walking in the door this morning, I was like, "Well, you didn't hang out with us." And I'm like, "I'm sorry, I had a little time crunch." So,
okay, did we get to all the locations?
We didn't. 9th Avenue location. Okay. We started talking about the front porch and got sidetracked. But,
okay,
we do have a banquet room there. We can host up to 40 people. So if you got those graduation parties coming up, you have any retirement parties. Community organization that you need to have a meeting with, definitely think of us. We can host up to 40 people there. No cost for the banquet room. So we just, you know, based on availability, we put you on the schedule. And then it's just the cost of the food. So typically over 15 people, we like to do a buffet, roughly about, you know, $15 a person, depending on what you want to eat. And you're going to get a full buffet, drinks included.
Nice.
It's a great deal.
Okay.
Yeah. So then we have our Navy Boulevard location on Navy Boulevard. Shocker, right? Shocker. It's located at the end of Highway 98, about a mile north of the NAS main gate. Over there on the west side of Pensacola, we do have a banquet room there. Hosts up to about 75 in that room. And then we have our Shelley Road location, which is right off of Pine Forest behind the Cumberland Farms, just south of I-10 there.
Okay, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and Eldon Scott, who is the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue, is here with us. So if you've got a question or comment, you can always text it in, 850-437-1620. Eldon, we got a couple of comments that have come in so far. First of all, Earl says, please thank Eldon and Sonny's for the tremendous support of last night's rally on the runway.
Thank you for that.
And then let's see. Let me see what we got here. A couple of comments. Okay, Navy Boulevard's location is called the Sunnies on the best side, the west side. Hello. That's what they said. Hello. So we're getting some good comments in here. And someone commented, let me see if I can find it now. They wanted you to mention that you have the best cheeseburgers.
We do. We have some delicious cheeseburgers. My daughter's favorite cheeseburger in Pensacola. You know, so fresh, never frozen, 80-20 ground chuck, flame grilled with our season burger season. I don't want to give away the secret recipe, but this is a delicious burger. So if you're looking for a good burger, we definitely have that for you. If not everybody wants barbecue all the time, so
right,
we have
right.
the burgers as an option. We got great chicken tenders. I had mm-hmm. some the other day, tossing that new garden barbecue sauce that we do for the spring menu.
Yum.
Those are so good. So
well, that comment came from Michael. He's the one that said Navy Boulevard location is called, I'm gonna get this right, the Sunny's on the best side, the west side.
The west side.
And then Michael says, and don't forget the cheeseburgers are awesome. Three meat cheeseburger is delicious.
Three Whoa. Meat cheeseburger. Oh, that must
wow.
be the secret menu.
Yeah, I guess
I don't
so.
Know.
Speaking of menus, we're into the spring menu.
Into
so
the spring menu.
Highlight some of these items.
Yeah,
that you can
got
only
that
get right
delicious
now.
Brisket grilled cheese. It's probably mm-hmm. one of my Sonny's all time favorite. Even before I was working for Sonny's, the brisket grilled cheese was my go to, and so we got that on the spring menu this year. So we kind of. Made it to where, you know, that's one of our spring menu items. So mm-hmm. the brisket grilled cheese, we got that golden tender barbecue sandwich. So those are chicken tenders tossed in that golden barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Just pro tip, personal recommendation. If you like pickles, get the extra pickles.
Yeah.
It just adds that like nice little pop to that sandwich. So
mm-hmm. okay.
that, we have our cheese curds. We have Tillamook cheese curds. I don't know if I've talked about those.
I don't think you.
Menu.
I don't know.
So the cheese curds, because we've had them a couple times on different menus.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So the cheese curds, those are delicious, like little crunchy morsels of yummy cheese, and you can do the little cheese pull thing. It's yeah, they're good with a little of our little barbecue rub, and then our sizzling sauce.
Here it comes.
Our barbecue sauce.
Yep. Getting hungry again.
Every day we open at 10:45, folks.
It's always
That's
right about this time.
That's a good time to mention that. It's a good time to mention that. 10:45 every day, all locations, and then we are open Sunday through Thursday until 9:30, and then Friday and Saturday we open until 10 p.m.
So. Okay, so I'm just going to say we have the best listeners right here on Pep Talk, and some of them have a wicked sense of humor, so I'm going to send this. This one's from Dan. He says, quick question for Eldon. I'm in construction, and there's no telling what I'll find in my pockets at the end of the day. Does he just go home and empty the pockets and find the occasional rib and chicken wing in there?
No, but there's been occasions where I found a packet of sweet sauce
or
You know, so that's happened, yeah.
That's funny.
Yep. So no bones, but you know, sauces or you know, yeah.
That's good.
Yep. No.
Okay. So do we have anything to give away today?
We do have a giveaway. Of course, we have a giveaway.
We've got to probably get on that, don't you think?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
We can do that. We got a family feast to give away.
Ooh.
Family feast. Back to the family feast is one of the crowd favorites, and so we're going to give away a family feast. Let's say the sixth person to text in spring.
Oh, that's easy. Okay.
Sixth person to text in spring is going to win that family feast. It's going to come with four meats, three family size sidekicks, pint sidekicks, your choice of bread, and then a gallon of sweet tea.
So it's a fabulous deal.
It's a great deal.
When you text in, be sure and text in your whole name for me, okay? So text in the word spring and then your full name. Okay, 850-437-1620. And what number was that, Eldon? What, number six? One?
Number six.
Number
yes.
six.
I was
okay.
like, which number? Which number, Meg? I started reading the...
Yeah, we're not talking the sweet 16.
I started reading the comments on Facebook. I'm looking at comments over here.
Yeah.
And it says, potato salad's my jam. The giant salads for the vegetarians are delish. So, yes, we even have some options for the vegetarians. The banana pudding. The banana pudding's a lot of fan favorite. Mac and cheese. So... Mac and cheese is always a vegetarian favorite, so that's a lot of times when we do catering.
850-437-1620. They're all flowing in here pretty quickly here, Eldon.
Got a winner?
I think we do. Hang on just a second here. Hang on. I had him for a second. Oh, there it is. Okay. I've got Sean Thompson.
Well, congratulations, Sean.
I don't know if that's a girl or a guy, Sean, but it's spring. Got it right. And what I'll do is I will send you a text with the information on what you need to do to pick up your prize. It'll come in the form of a gift certificate. But again, what has Sean won?
Well, Sean, you've won a family feast from Sonny's Barbecue.
Woohoo!
choice of four meats, three sidekicks, choice of bread, and a gallon of that good old sunny sweet tea.
Wow, fantastic. Congratulations, Sean Thompson, for being the winner of the Sunny's Barbecue Family Feast today, and also before being a winner because you're a Pep Talk listener. How about
that? There you go.
Right?
Winner, winner, free barbecue dinner.
There you go. That's good.
And we do. We do giveaway pretty much every week.
Yeah, every Friday, about this time.
Yeah, so. About this time, do a little giveaway. So appreciate everybody listening. Love it being out in the community and having people say, hey, I heard you on the radio.
I got that last night. Someone commented.
It really is a lot of fun.
It's really neat.
And appreciate everybody listening. And anytime, definitely let us know. And we love to hear that feedback and appreciate y'all listening.
Well, you've got the special spring menu going on, and we've talked a little bit about that. But then you always have these different things that are going on every week that don't go away. First of all, you have the Sunny's app.
Yeah.
So we should probably talk a little bit about that.
Got the Sunny's app, so you make sure you get all your points. I was having a conversation with someone the other night. And they're like, I just order on the app. We was at the Wednesday After Hours things at Seville. And he was just like, no, I order on the app. I love the app. I make sure I get all my points. So take advantage of that app. Make sure you get all your rewards points. You're going to get the best, all of our best deals and sent out to you every time that we got a special or promo going on. And then you're also going to collect those rewards points. So you can get as much free barbecue as we can possibly give you. So why not? So definitely download that app. You can go to your Google Play Store or your iPhone Store. Get that Sunny's BBQ.
There's also a link on sunnysbarbecue.com
on
your website.
There's a link on sunnysbbq.com. You can definitely check that out. We do have, if you're looking for catering, we can go to sunnyscatering.com.
So
we'll talk about that in a minute. But then every Saturday, we have a really cool special. And this is, I hear a lot about this in the community too. Kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday. So a free kids meal with any adult entree purchase. And so that's all of our local locations. You don't need the app to get that deal, but why not?
Okay.
So again, download the app, get your rewards points, but you can just come into the restaurant, bring the kiddos in, get them some baby back ribs, get them a good hot dog, a little pulled pork, whatever it is that they like. My favorite is when they like the barbecue beans, kids and beans, but they're so good. They're so good. Kids digging into those. We've got that good creamy mac and cheese, so bring the kiddos on Saturday. Enjoy a good slow smoke barbecue meal with your family and have a great time. So,
see, I really like the fact that I love all your food because it'd be really awkward if every week you came in, I was like, I know. It's absolutely the opposite.
So many good options.
I've not yet had anything on the menu that hasn't been delicious. Really.
Yeah, so
and
many
I'm not
good
just
options.
Saying that.
And
I
love our
it.
Turkey.
Mm-hmm. I'm not just saying
our turkey,
that.
Our chicken wings. Oh, I don't know. We might have the best broccoli in town. Our broccoli is so good. So if you're looking for those healthier options, we talked a little bit about the salads, but we got, the broccoli, the turkey, the salads. Mm-hmm. So the burgers, so we have lots of different options. So bring the whole family on. We got a little bit of something for everybody. You know, a lot of times some people, I don't want barbecue. Well, we got other options. So you don't necessarily have to eat barbecue at the barbecue restaurant.
Well, you do have a really great menu. Really, a lot of variety.
Variety on the menu, for sure. And so we got this new spring menu. It's one of my favorite desserts we do all year, the peach cobbler egg rolls. Brought them in last week. Finally.
Yes, and it was
finally
just
brought
delicious.
Them in. They're so good.
It
They're
was
so
delicious.
Good.
Really good stuff.
Yeah.
And then on Mondays, you have
Mondays,
my favorite specials.
All of our drive-thrus, all of our drive-thrus have a location.
It's okay. It's Friday. You're forgiven. We're all mixing things up.
Let me clear my throat and get this right. All of our locations have a drive-thru. There we go.
You're
all of our locations.
You're pretty sharp that way, bud.
All of our locations have a drive-thru. And so in that drive-thru, every Monday, we have buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches. So you can swing on through, take advantage of that great deal. I know it's one of your favorites.
I do it because then I save it. I just save the second one later in the week.
And a lot of people don't know. So tell your friends.
Yeah.
Listen, none of this stuff is a secret, obviously. We're blasting it out on the air. So tell your friends. Come and get a buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwich. Bring the kiddos on Saturday. Get that free sandwich on Monday. And, we'd love to have you there.
Okay.
I mean, we do barbecue slathered in Southern hospitality.
That's the truth.
That's our specialty. And great slow smoke. All of our pit masters, the pork butts, the briskets, they're smoking all night long to get that perfect smoke from oak. and ready to go when you come in first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'd say at lunchtime, maybe yeah, not
no,
first
it's
thing
good.
In the morning.
So I have an idea. We got the basketball going on now. March Madness.
March Madness.
And just like football, you're going to have folks over to watch the games.
Yep.
Here's the easy way to do it. You can have your whole deal catered.
You can have the whole thing catered. Whether you want to do some chicken wings, the chicken wing platter,
mm-hmm.
50 wings for $59.99, it is a great deal. You can toss it in your favorite sauce. You can get it in dry rub, or you can just get them just straight smoked. It's a great deal for a little party. We do obviously do barbecue by the pound on catering. So, hey, I need 5 pounds of pulled pork. Hey, you can go to sunnyscatering.com, get that ordered. We'll have it hot and ready for you when you come to pick it up and make it nice and easy for
Trust
you.
Me, it's so much more fun to have everything cooked and done when you're having a
yeah.
party.
Yeah.
Because then you can enjoy the host can enjoy the party.
It's all in pans. You can wrap it up and throw it away when it's all done. If, you know. Hopefully you don't throw away your leftovers, but you know,
yeah.
if there's any leftovers, you can probably transfer it to the Tupperware. If you're in the South, it's probably a country crock butter tub, but you know.
That's, oh my gosh, that's a whole nother topic. We were talking recycling earlier this
morning.
Oh,
were you?
Yes, we were. So.
That's right.
That's funny.
Reduce, recycle, and reuse. There you go.
There you go. Well, I just assume eat all the barbecue and not have to worry about it.
Well, that part too.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
We like to say we have three ways to cater. So talking about the catering. So the pickup catering, the delivery. So if you don't have the time or whatever, mm-hmm. you can't get to the store, we do have a delivery option. So typically ask for a 2-day notice on that so we can get a delivery driver scheduled. It's a nominal fee, $25 delivery fee for most of the stores because we got 4 in the area. And so mm-hmm. we cover pretty much all the area, unless you're in Century,
right.
like my buddy Dave Merzen. He's way up yonder. But we can get pretty much everybody covered
mm-hmm.
and had that good slow smoke barbecue.
No, it's a great option, especially then you have different options where they will set it up for you or they can just drop it off.
Yeah,
so
we have
a couple different
yeah,
options.
Yeah, we have a catering team, so we mm-hmm. can do a full setup and serve and bring out the team, everything from setup to cleanup.
Right. So it's really a great service. So then, Eldon, if I wanted Sunny's to come out to one of my events, if I maybe affiliate with a charity or I've got something going on, how does that work? How do people get your company to support some of the things that are going on in the community?
Yeah, just reach out. And you reach out to me personally on Facebook. You reach out to any of the stores. My cell phone, 850-418-3331.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little tickle in my throat.
I know. I've had this all week. There's
Goodness.
Definitely allergies right now.
But you're a real pro. I only come in here for a little bit of time every week.
Well, that's somewhat debatable, but that's for another day.
Oh, you're a real pro. And you're doing an acting class. Shout out to you. When is that?
Yes, I'm doing Gulf Breeze Stage, where we're going to be doing acting classes. We're starting right now. The first classes will be the beginning of April. So you can go to gulfbreezestage.com. And there's 3 teachers, that myself, Joan Nearly, and Emily Mixon, teaching all levels from kids up to, and I'm teaching the adult class.
Yeah.
And it's going to be great. An event some point, and further down the road, we will be performing. We will be doing shows. So it's like a new theater company in town.
Oh,
very excited about this.
Good.
So, yeah. So thank you for giving us a chance to shout that out.
You needed to plug that for you.
A little shout out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll just have you at our opening nights catering with see if we do barbecue and theater.
Oh, barbecue and theater.
Hey.
Hey.
I think we might have an audience.
Sign me up for a line dance.
There you go.
What are the Rockettes? That's not acting.
That's a whole other thing.
That's showbiz.
That's showbiz.
Showbiz.
Yeah, but acting and showbiz, you know, yeah.
You kind of cross over a little bit.
A little bit. All right, my friend, you got about a minute left, sir.
Oh,
so
goodness.
Come
see us at our 4 locations. We got the 4 here in the area, Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Shelley Road.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness, I cannot. I'm done. It's a good thing the music started. SunnysBBQ.com. Come get some slow smoke barbecue slathered in Southern Hospitality. We'd love to host you. Bring your family and friends. Tell them about those great deals. Saturday, kids eat free. Buy one, get one free. Pulled pork sandwiches every Monday. And we'd love to treat you like family.
There you go.
We like to say you come in as friends and leave as family.
There you go. Sunny's Barbecue. Thank you, Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer. Always brings a lot of sunshine into this studio on Fridays.
Appreciate y'all listening.
On Pep Talk.